CPR News, I'm Matt Bloom. The Colorado Senate took up the state's annual budget bill today. CPR's Benta Berkeland has more.
The nearly $40 billion budget funds everything from schools to health care. The Joint Budget Committee crafts a balanced spending plan, and then lawmakers get a chance to offer amendments. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says while his party holds the majority, the budget was crafted through a collaborative process with the Republicans on the committee.
And I think that's important. The more we can remove politics and just sort of talk about the budget as a priority document for the state, the better.
The Senate will debate it this week. It would set aside $30 million for any new programs and spending lawmakers approve this year. I'm Benta Berkeland, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has a plan to cut air pollution from the oil and gas industry, but some lawmakers say it doesn't go far enough. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The governor announced a crackdown earlier this month. It calls for rules to force the oil and gas industry to cut emissions driving the summertime ozone crisis along the Front Range. State Representative Jennifer Bacon is a Denver Democrat. She says that's a good start, but it neglects one major point: new oil and gas projects.
We need to contemplate the impact to air quality as we issue permits to even dig. And so these are the conversations that we need to have with the governor.
Bacon is drafting a bill to give air regulators more power over the permitting process. It's unclear when it'll be introduced. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And this is CPR News. It's 4:06.